Hi guys, it's Gemma here. I just wanted to quickly introduce you to a mate of mine. Now, you might know him from The Apprentice. It's Tim Campbell, and he's the host of a brand new podcast called Reworking. So on his episode this week, he's had a chat with the founder of Mother Pucker. It's all about flexible working as a parent and how we can make life a little bit easier for people who are trying to bring the next generation into the world, something me and Gorka know a thing or two about with Mia and Tiago. So I'll hand over to Tim now to give you a flavour of that episode, and if you like the sound of it, then you can check out the full thing by searching for Reworking with Tim Campbell, or you can find a link in the description to this episode. We'll be back on Wednesday with our podcast, but until then, here's Tim.
What's happening, Lost in Translation fans? It's Tim Campbell here, host of the podcast Reworking. Now, I know Gemma and Gorka speak a lot on this feed about the reality of juggling work, family, and everything life throws at you. And if that sounds familiar, then Reworking is a podcast I think you'll enjoy. Each week, I sit down with entrepreneurs, creators, business leaders, and performers to talk about how to build a career that's successful, sustainable, and actually works for your life. So whether you're trying to earn more money, build confidence, change careers, or just feel a bit more in control, this show is packed with practical advice and honest conversations. This week's episode is with Anna Whitehouse, author, campaigner, and founder of Mother Pucker. Here's a taste of the conversation.
I remember it distinctly. I was apologising to my boss at 4:59 p.m. I'm so sorry, I have to leave to go and pick up my daughter from nursery. I got onto the train and I muscled my way onto that train. I said, I'm so sorry. So sorry, I have to get to nursery. My cortisol levels every day were like peaked constantly. I was in fight or flight constantly. I then got to nursery and I was 6 minutes late and I was sat on one of those tiny primary colour chairs meant for an infant and told off by her key worker for being late. And I said, sorry again. And I was charged £1 a minute after six. You know, it was like running a gauntlet every day. And then my final apology, and it's the last time I have ever apologised for being a working parent, was to my daughter, who was sat on her own with a Paw Patrol backpack on, teary eyes, wondering why mummy was late. And in that moment, I was like, I'm not saying sorry anymore. It's not my fault. And it's certainly not her fault. And I can't raise her to work hard in her ABCs, to work hard in her GCSEs, but to potentially go to university, get that first job, feel what it feels to get that job, get into the workplace, to have someone like I had slam the door in her face and say, sorry, you can't pass go. You can't continue. You can't get a promotion or a salary rise. You have to step back and you're going to be written off and written out the second you have a baby. And so I never fought for myself. I fought for those two little girls who were sat there at nursery. And I thought, I can't raise them for the same fall that I had. And so I'm not 10 most influential women. I'm not anything other than a mother who can't watch her children go through what I've gone through and will keep turning up this tired in front of on podcasts anywhere I can to get this across, because I know I'm not the only one.
If that resonates with you, there's plenty more like it on Reworking with me, Tim Campbell. So follow Reworking wherever you get your podcasts for more honest conversations and practical advice on work, money, confidence, and building a career that works for you.